Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and it's Dane Neal. Dane is sitting in for Wendy, who will be back on Monday. Every Friday, we have Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com come on with us and talk about the world of TV. You're feeling a little under the weather today, huh, Kurt?
A little.
What's wrong? Is it something you can talk about or something you'd rather not?
I have a cold.
Okay, that's not bad.
Head cold.
Of all the things it could be, I'd say that's among the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
That's good news. Speaking of good news, David Letterman returning to television. Kurt, what do you know about this?
Well, good news if you're a fan.
I am a huge fan.
Okay. Then good news for you. He's going to be doing a 6-episode series on Netflix probably next year, and it's going to have him having in-depth conversations with folks and then doing in-the-field segments, just of stuff that he's interested in. So it'll be sort of loosey-goosey, I'm guessing.
Do you know why this is fascinating to me? I watched, Wendy and I were talking about this, Norm MacDonald has a show, and I don't know where this even airs. I found it on YouTube, but he has a show where for an hour he interviews usually a comedian. He's had David Spade on, he's had Jerry Seinfeld on. So he had David Letterman on 2 weeks ago, and one of his questions was, what are you going to do next, to David Letterman? And he goes, oh, nothing, I'm done. I did my thing. I'm very happy with what I did. I don't need to do anything else. I'm done, you know? And then a couple of days later comes the announcement that he's returning to TV.
Maybe the deal hadn't been struck.
Oh, maybe.
Well, Kurt, you mentioned that, you know, the people who like David Letterman should be excited about that. I thought he was kind of universally accepted as you know, really one of those great, you know, treasures on television. Has there been, you know, with your hand on the pulse of so much of it, has there been a big backlash or an outcry saying don't do this?
Don't do this for Letterman or?
Yeah, for Letterman. You mentioned that only the people who appreciate what it is that he does will be excited he's coming back.
Well, I was saying that because, you know, a lot of people don't like him because of the scandal towards the end of his time on the show. And, you know, they just don't like his brand of humor. I mean, his show was never top rated of the late night shows.
No, he used to take out billboards in New York with his face and the big number 3. And they would, the words underneath would be, we're number 3. Like, isn't that great?
Just embrace your reality.
Right. Right. But the guys who host the shows, your modern day late night talk show hosts, all point to him much the same way he would point at Johnny Carson and say, I can only do part of what Johnny does. All your late night hosts now say, no, Letterman's the reason I got into this business.
Well, he was the longest serving late night host.
Yep. Speaking of late night hosts, Stephen Colbert has a pretty big score for Monday night. Anthony Scaramucci will be his guest. That should be interesting.
The Mooch.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Bill Hader was going to be on.
No, Bill Hader was on the Saturday Night Live special yesterday playing the role of Anthony Scaramucci, but the real Anthony Scaramucci playing Anthony Scaramucci will be on with Stephen Colbert on Monday.
I hadn't heard that.
That's a huge get.
I actually thought Bill Hader was going to be on.
No, it's the real guy. I believe, unless I've been fooled.
No, I had heard that too, and I saw him tweet out that he's got a front-stabbing shirt that he's had specially embroidered for Stephen Colbert that he'll be showing on the show. I have a little, the Scaramucci, like I actually got to go back and forth and converse with him over the last year. He wrote a book, and he seemed reasonable, and then when he, you know, gets more public, he kind of went insane. So who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Kurt, I saw this story and I got so sad. CISO is closing its doors. There will be no more CISO. And I got so sad. And then I realized I don't know what CISO is. What is CISO?
Well, that's probably what its problem was.
No.
But nobody really knew what it was. It was an NBC Universal owned comedy centered streaming service. And they had made some originals and they had other stuff on there. And it just wasn't working for him.
So no more CISO.
Yeah, CISO's gone away, and the shows that were coming back that had been announced as coming back for new seasons, they actually said in their statement where they would go, where they would exist, so that people can follow them.
Can you tell me the names of one or two of them? Because I have no idea what they are.
This is probably not going to necessarily help you, but Hidden America with Jonah Ray.
Yeah.
And I had Happiness Show. Harmon Quest.
So Harmon Quest is moving.
Yeah.
All right, that's big. Are those shows that were widely seen by people, or are they all kind of obscure?
Well, I think they're obscure because I don't think a lot of people necessarily subscribe to this service. You know?
Yeah.
And this sort of leads into another topic of the week, is that there's now all the, there's growing numbers of SVOD services, streaming services, that even if you cut your cable cord,
yeah,
and you stop paying the massive amounts for the premium cable networks,
yeah,
now everybody's doing their own streaming service, so now you've got to pay $6-7 a month for streaming services. Like if I want to watch, if I really, really want to watch the new Star Trek,
mm-hmm.
I got to get CBS All Access because that's the only place it's going to exist.
So, so is that CBS's version of NBC's CISO? Is it their, you pay a couple extra bucks per month and we'll give you extra shows? Is it their version, kind of?
Well, it's their streaming service. It's like their Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was announced this week that Disney plans to start its own Netflix-type thing, and supposedly it will be moving all of its stuff off of Netflix by 2019, which would be all the Star Wars things, the Marvel movies.
Oh, that's big.
That, but now they're in talks to see, you know, well, after that announcement, they're in talks to see what it will be. But then even Disney's CEO said, we may end up doing the Star Wars stuff on its own SVOD service and the Marvel stuff on its own SVOD service, so they could actually have three.
One that's only Marvel, one that's only Star Wars, and one that's
one
traditional
that's
Disney.
Disney stuff, yeah. So then you're paying, you know, and then you could probably get, you know, they might bundle it so that you pay less. But, you know, it's gonna come down to homes with, you know, subscribing to five different streaming services, possibly.
But Kurt, with the Star Wars one, there's, was there 8 or 9 Star Wars movies? You'd have to be the biggest Star Wars fan in the world to just keep wanting to pay monthly to watch.
Well, there's Star Wars movies. There's the Star Wars cartoons.
They do have a cartoon.
Oh.
There's been like 3 or 4 of them. And, you know, and they plan on more movies. So that universe, you know, Disney's breaking that universe open. So,
Kurt, for these really targeted kind of niche ones, do they have a price point that they've suggested? Because if it was, I mean, it'd have to be like $1, you know, or something, because you could just go and see these things, you know, maybe get the DVDs or whatever you would do. But Bill is right. I mean, if you only have a handful of movies, even if they're awesome, you can't watch them all the time.
Well, I don't know how much. It didn't say anything about what they would charge or anything. And he was just sort of speculating that he may do more, you know, other services. But they might strike a deal, too, with, you know, Netflix. Who knows? Netflix throws a lot of money around, so.
Is there a Steve Guttenberg network? Because I would like to be in on that. It used to be HBO. They still remember half their movies had Steve Guttenberg in them, but not
anymore.
They're
still making Police Academy movies?
Yeah, I think they are. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, we're so easy to reach. We're at 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up next. It's Bill and Dana for Wendy on WGN. It's time to talk to Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, like I mentioned, 312-981-7200. We have a text here. They want to know, Kurt, if Downward Dog is coming back, and if so, when?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not.
You're being very secretive about this, Kurt. You obviously know something you can't let on.
No, I just don't think it is coming.
Okay. Any special reason?
Because it wasn't very good.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Don't say that. You're bursting the bubble of people who
love that show. It takes a village of shows, Kurt.
Come on, Kurt.
Well, okay, I'll say because it didn't get the attention.
That's what it is. That's the more diplomatic way to say it.
There are other people that shared Kurt's views.
Ken is on the line. Ken, hi. You're talking to Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Don't ask him about Downward Dog. You won't like his answer.
Okay, well, I want to know his answer. I think one of the best shows come around is I'm Dying Up Here. One of the best.
I'm Dying Up Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that coming back? That's still on. The first season is still running, right, on Showtime?
Yes.
Right, yeah. I think it's the last episode is going to be this week.
Oh. Do we know?
Well, they probably won't say if it's renewed for a while.
But it's gotten a lot of good attention. I mean, the odds are pretty good, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And usually the cable networks, you know, they sort of work with things a little longer. They're not as impatient.
Right. So my money, Ken, would be on you're going to see more I'm Dying Up Here. Don't give up.
It's great. I mean, just all the characters and Melissa Leo, just one of my favorites.
She's such a good actress. These are stand-up comics in the 1970s or 80s?
The early 70s.
Early 70s?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Well, thank you, Ken. We're hopeful.
Oh, and yes, Downward Dog, I just looked, is definitely canceled.
It is. Downward Dog is gone. All right. All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
You could show a little more sadness.
Kurt seemed happy. That was a gleeful announcement.
That was a very happy, sad announcement you just made.
Hey, guess what?
Sorry. Hey, I would like to address two questions that we asked that were asked of us last week.
What were they? Remind me.
And since being asked, the networks have announced Major Crimes is returning October 31st.
Remind me what Major Crimes is.
It's the TNT crime show that who stars in that? I can't remember who stars in it. Anyway, it's back. Somebody asked about that.
Okay, good.
About that. So that's coming back. I didn't know the date, but now I do. And Netflix will debut season 2 of The Crown on December 8th.
Oh, that's good.
Announced this week.
Kurt, I noticed that since you announced the removal of Downward Dog, it seems like your cold has gone away. You feel a lot. You sound a lot healthier to me.
I'm much perkier.
I don't understand how that happened. All right, for people who are, this will sound like this is a rerun, that our show today is a rerun from many years ago. I understand the Munsters could be coming back to TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
How is that possible?
They tried to reboot it before with an hour long, and they were trying to make it more of a dramedy.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, with Jerry O'Connell, right?
Yeah, it may have. Yeah, it was.
It was Jerry O'Connell as Herman Munster last time.
Oh, jeez. Is he big enough? Don't you need him?
And he replaced John Shuck, who did it last time from Holmes and Yo-Yo, and he replaced, of course, the great Fred Gwynne.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it never actually made it. It was made as a pilot, but then it never went anywhere.
But Kurt, that was like, was that 4 years ago? That was a long time ago.
I think it was longer than 4 years.
Four or five years ago, but it's still on their shelf.
Yeah. Well, no, they may have still had the rights or acquired the rights, but now they're going to do it as a half-hour comedy, which the original was. And Seth Meyers is one of the people behind it, along with the creator of this comedy, Odd Mom Out. Jill Kargman is the other person behind it. And this one will be, you know, a half-hour like the original one. And what they're doing is the family lives in hipster Brooklyn, and they're trying to fit in hipster Brooklyn.
It's the total fish out of water theme.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, and I get it. We can't always make up new shows. You know, sometimes we have to go back. But in your opinion, has there been like a longstanding groundswell of support for the Munsters? I mean, we all remember them, but have people wanted to see a new show?
I hadn't even thought about it.
Nope.
But yeah, I guess so. I guess they think it's just a good formula. That last one was 2012, by the way.
About 5 years ago, or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And this one also, this announcement comes just a few days after they announced that NBC also is bringing back Miami Vice.
Is that right? Interesting.
And Vin Diesel and Chris Morgan, who do the Fast and Furious movies, are going to be behind that one.
So now the last time Miami Vice was on, it was something of a trendsetter music-wise and fashion-wise. Is that their goal again with the new Miami Vice? And where are you going to find another Philip Michael Thomas? That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
That's right. And they would probably, I don't know. We'll see how they do that. They're both just in development, so it's not that they're going to actually make it. But
they're trying.
Yeah, they're trying.
Will a lot of trends from the past come back? So perhaps the whole, you know, kind of the brightly colored shirt with the sport coat thing and the
that
stubble.
That could work again. I saved mine. Right. I still have mine.
Bring it back out.
Bring those out, Bill. But get them out of the attic.
Kurt, sometimes, though, when you look at these on paper, like I remember when Hawaii Five-0 was coming back, that was like a joke, like, oh, come on, Hawaii Five-0, really? And that's been on for like 7 or 8 years, right?
Yeah, it has.
Huge hit.
Some of them do really well. That MacGyver reboot it's coming up on its third season, I think. And it's paired with Hawaii Five-0 on Friday night.
Oh, it is.
Yes, yeah. So, and then the CW has a Charmed in development, a remake of Charmed, which was mid-90s witch story.
Yeah.
And then there's some other stuff coming back too. Oh, well, we already talked about not Knots Landing, but
Falcon Crest or something.
Yeah. Was it Falcon Crest?
I think it was Falcon Crest. Yeah. I think
that's like the destitute man's Dallas.
I know.
Yeah, it was one of those shows.
Yeah,
that's actually on the schedule for this fall, so that's already being made. I guess everything, you know, people like the nostalgia. Maybe I don't know.
But the
networks also believe, you know, if something was successful before, it can be successful.
Of course, it would work again.
Yeah,
yeah.
We don't want to take a chance on new things.
Well, for Hawaii Five-0, I mean, other than the name. You know, and maybe the location where they shoot, it's nothing like, you know, the original. It's like your average kind of forensic, you know, crime mystery, you know, they're stopping the bad guys.
Just
kind
happened,
of
thing. Happens to be in Hawaii.
I'm guessing the Munsters will be much more true to the original.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll probably spice it up a little bit, maybe more profanity or different outfits. Who knows,
hope
right?
So. Brooklyn, sure,
right.
Hope so.
I would think so. And I mean, it's sort of the same premise because that was always the story of the Munsters. The original Munsters was that they were trying to be themselves but fit in.
Right.
You know, in the world that they were in.
And then, Kurt, I've pointed this out before, and it makes some people excited that I mention this, and it makes other people angry that I would waste anybody's time with this, but it always disturbed me that Al Lewis's character was named Grandpa Munster because he was, in fact, Lily's father, and Lily's maiden name was not Munster. She married into the Munster name, so his name should not have been Grandpa Munster.
Well, that is... That's pretty.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty amazed that you know.
I know you have a cold and you have a lot to think about, but I want to. I just want to
talk. That and, yeah.
Well, it just bothered me. I'm okay now, but as a child, when I was supposed to be enjoying the magic that was the Munsters, I'd go, "Well, his name shouldn't be Grandpa Munster. That's not his name."
Did you do one of those? What is it? That tree, kind of the genealogy,
the family tree
website kind
yes,
of thing.
I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. Kurt, I hope you feel better. Dane and I are sending over some ibuprofen. It's on us.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome.
And chicken soup.
Yeah, that's also coming in tablet form.
For my soul.
For your soul. It's Kurt Wagner, everybody. TVshowpatrol.com. It's right there on your internet. Look it up. It's fun. Thanks, Kurt. Feel better.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.